A Naturalistic Investigation. When I started my investigation into the flash of illumination, I experienced all the usual doubts I have at the beginning of a project, plus some new ones. I hadn't done any previous research on insight or even played around with the traditional insight tasks that cognitive scientists have used for almost a century. These puzzle tasks don't seem to have any possible solution until you find a way out of the impasse. But perhaps that could be an advantage. I wanted to explore how insights work in more natural settings. I could then examine the flash of illumination without getting trapped by all the constraints surrounding laboratory-based experiments. The puzzle tasks used in the laboratory held little interest for me. 25 years earlier, I had the same feelings when I set out to examine the way people made decisions. I'd never done a decision-making experiment, or even taken a course in decision-making. I was trying to solve a different mystery at that time. How people can make life-and-death decisions under extreme time pressure and uncertainty. Instead of working in a laboratory, I chose to study how people actually make these kinds of decisions. You can't study that in a laboratory. I studied firefighters because they have to make good decisions in stressful situations. I didn't give the firefighters any standard decision tasks. Instead, my fellow researchers and I interviewed the firefighters about their toughest challenges. We collected their best stories, and we probed those stories to learn more about the firefighters' strategies. What we found surprised us. Our results didn't fit any of the existing models of decision-making. The firefighters weren't trying to compare options to select the best. They didn't have time. Instead, they relied on their experience, the patterns they had acquired over decades, to quickly size up situations and recognize the option most likely to work. The firefighters made rapid decisions by recognizing how the situations they encountered fit the patterns they had learned. The pattern-matching part of their decisions was fast and automatic. It was how they used their intuition to quickly identify an option that was likely to succeed. Then they evaluated their intuitions, not by comparing the option they recognized with others, but by consciously and deliberately imagining how